You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Wayne Veldsman on the line, and he's a digital growth director over at JourneyToLegacyBusiness.com, and he's a podcast host over at Journey to Legacy Podcast. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Adam, thank you. Excited to be here.
All right, Wayne. So great topic today. So entrepreneurship is more about mindset than just hard work. I mean, excellent topic. A lot of business owners and entrepreneurs listen to this show, so excited to get your insight there. And just to get us kicked off, let's start with the Mission Matters question. So Wayne, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Wayne, what mission matters to you?
Yeah, you know, the biggest mission, basically everything that I do in life is I tell everybody I want to help over 1 billion people in this world grow both personally, so their mindset, and then professionally as well on the financial side. You know, I figured this out going through an exercise by Dean Graziosi called the 7 Levels Deep Exercise, trying to find your why. So truly my mission, you know, leave the world a better place by helping over 1 billion people in my lifetime to grow both personally and professionally.
Man, that's awesome. What a big mission, and love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs on the show. So this is going to be great. Maybe just to get us started, like, tell us a little bit more about how you got started on this entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I actually got started at the end of my 2nd year of college. I guess growing up, I did have, you know, the classic lemonade stand. I got paid to mow grass and shovel snow. But at the end of my sophomore year of college, I actually was projected to graduate early. I was going to graduate after the first semester of my junior year. And to be frankly honest with you, I wanted to stay longer. I'd gotten way too many credits in high school. It's funny to hear me say that because I think most people, you know, try and get as many as possible. But I got too many, and it was going to cut my college experience short. And so I somehow came up with the idea that if I can work in my industry, then I'll be able to put all of my school sort of on pause. And so when I say work in my industry, it's like sort of the field of study, right? Mm-hmm. Then I can put my schooling on pause, and I'll be able to stay around just a while longer. And so in the process of trying to figure this out, I was busy working at a custom clothing company. They just print t-shirts, you know, nothing crazy. So I would just like put a design on a shirt, print it, fold it, pass it on, put another design on a shirt, print it, pass it, fold it on for other brands. And so I pitched them the idea of, hey, let me start an internal brand for you. Instead of making these small margins printing for other brands, how about we print for ourselves and sell from there? And so my first true entrepreneurship business was an online clothing retail company. And I truly found it because I was looking for just a way to stay at school longer, which immediately turned into the best part of entrepreneurship in my mind, which is sort of freedom, right? It gives you the freedom to sort of do what you want to do. And at that point, I wanted to stay in my college town longer and hang out with more of my friends.
Man, that's awesome. What a great story. And what a great way to start out in business. You're like, I don't want to graduate yet. Let me make some money and let's start a business. So, I mean, that's awesome. And I think it just sounds fun too. So let's see. So tell us a little bit more about Journey to Legacy. So let's get further into the business that you're running today. So tell me a little bit more.
Yeah. So Journey to Legacy happened over, a handful of years trying to develop the brand. So you mentioned that I'm a podcaster also. I run the Journey to Legacy podcast. I started my first podcast called Work, Grind, Hustle back in 2016. And since then, I've been trying to sort of find what is the actual path that I want to pursue for my entire life. Right? First, it was this clothing company. Then I ran a tech company. Then I was in a digital marketing agency and then another tech company. You know, I just kept realizing that I was chasing the money. And so I sat down and started thinking about my mission, right? My mission that I explained, but my why in life. And I decided I really want to help people to live a better life themselves, to be able to live that, you know, life of quote unquote freedom that everybody's looking for. And what I started to realize is that it isn't just business. You know, it isn't just pleasure and entertainment, but it's the whole picture. And so the journey to legacy has everything to do with your company, you know, your standard operating procedures, what products and services you're selling, your online digital presence and growth of a business, but it's just as much to do with your personal, right? What type of mindset do you have? How do you communicate with people that you love the most? And so Journey to Legacy is a business that focuses on your journey, focuses on your whole being, not just your business or even not just mindset that a lot of coaches focus on. So, you know, I explain to everybody that we are a personal and professional development firm. Simple as that. We have some life coaching programs. We have some digital entrepreneurship programs. At the end of the day, we're trying to help people to live their best journey and ideally leave a mark on this world, which in the end will be your legacy as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so when we talk about like mindset versus just hustle, maybe just kind of define what that means a little bit more for everybody listening. I want to assume that everybody kind of understands how the hustle culture works.
Yeah, definitely. So like I said, my first podcast that I launched is called Work, Grind, Hustle. I honestly laugh thinking back on it because, you know, that's what I thought it took to be successful in entrepreneurship, was work 24/7, grind every moment that you're awake, hustle, hustle, hustle. But it turns out that leads to burnout. That leads to, honestly, kind of kills your passion and your motivation when you do that. And so you have to take care of your mindset first. Because if you're just working all the time, you're not sleeping enough, you're not seeing friends, you're not taking time for the important things in life, like personal development, growth, the gym, eating well, whatever it might be, your mindset really suffers. And then when your mindset suffers, you're not able to be the leader that you need to be successful in entrepreneurship, right? You're not able to execute on the level that you need to. And so that's sort of where mindset over just hustle and hard work comes in. That if you don't take care of your mindset first, then all the hustle and the hard work is all going to suffer. So be sure to just show up for yourself first before you can even show up for others. What are your thoughts, Adam? I mean, I'm sure this is nothing new to you. I mean, do you agree? Do you disagree with mindset sort of more important than just hard work?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really, there's a lot of different people that have achieved goals based on different things. And, you know, sometimes we make sacrifices and sometimes they're worth it. Sometimes they're not. It's really hard to tell, in my opinion, until you know, you have the benefit of hindsight. The one thing that I do like to say though is that if you're not getting the result that you want, then maybe that you need to try something different. So one person might be, you know, really hustling and working hard and killing themselves over something and they're getting the result they want. Well, maybe that's what they have to do. Somebody else might be doing the exact same plan and not getting the results they want. Well, maybe you're in another camp and you need to try something different. So just don't be insane and keep doing the same thing and not getting the result you want. Because if your want changes, that's okay too. And maybe there's a period of time when you'll be one way versus another, but you got to just give yourself the flexibility to grow and to learn and to keep on continuing down that strange path called life. so that's what we do there on my end.
I like what you just said as far as your want can change as well. Right. At one moment, your want is just to work on business, just to hustle, and you sacrifice other things. Then your want can change to have a more balanced life, focus on friends, family, sports, stuff like that. So love it.
Absolutely. So I know this is kind of an unfair question, but I got to ask it. So if you could go back to that Wayne that was just getting started in entrepreneurship again, now you have the benefit of hindsight, right? So what kind of things would you tell him?
Number one thing is don't chase the money or don't chase the profits, chase the passion. And because like I said, I had started so many businesses or, you know, they launched, they made sales, but eventually they weren't profitable and I didn't have the passion behind them. So chase your passion, not just profits, is absolutely number one. It can save you lots of time. Number two, look for mentors, look for coaches, look for people who have done it that can fast forward it to you. You know, I'm reading this new book called Skip the Line by James Altucher. I highly recommend it to everybody. And what he talks about is, you know, people say, all right, if you could have one superpower, what would it be? And people are like, oh, I want to fly, or, oh, I want to have super strength, all these things. And he says the superpower you should pick is the ability to read faster or to read instantaneously. Because the trick here is that people are creating or writing books based off of full life experiences, 30, 40, 50 years of knowledge. I mean, I'm obviously, you know, the importance of books here, right? I'm preaching to the choir. But so if you could read faster and you can absorb knowledge from others, it's just going to drastically advance your own life. So that's why I say look for coaches and mentors and people who have already done it. Because they can help to accelerate your learning so quickly, right? Right in the beginning of my entrepreneurship, I was reading every blog article I could find, watching YouTube videos, you know, trying things by clicking every button possible. Whereas if I had just taken two steps back and found somebody to help me who's already done it, would fast forward my process by years. And so I think those two are pretty great for what I would tell my past self that was early in entrepreneurship.
So Wayne, you told us about your previous podcast so far. Let's get into the current podcast. So Journey to Legacy podcast. Tell us a little bit more about the content you produce.
Yeah, Journey to Legacy podcast is interviewing entrepreneurs about their past, their present, and their future projections on their journey to legacy. And like sort of what I explained around what the business does, it's sort of all encompassing around your personal and professional development. That's what the podcast focuses on also. It's really just stories from entrepreneurs about where they came from. A lot of them, I let a lot of my guests, you know, sort of just take the realms of, you know, where do you think your mindset around business and wanting to leave a legacy on the world starts. And a lot of them take it all the way back to childhood. They start talking about their parents and their surroundings of how they grew up. And they tell stories about going through school and, you know, the random businesses that they started, their successes, their many, many failures, and then truly what they're aiming for to do in this world, for the legacy that they want to leave. And so it's an extremely conversational-based podcast that's all about stories and interviewing entrepreneurs, eventually about what is the legacy that they want to leave on this world. And Adam, I'll just say, I think you would make a great guest.
Oh, man. Always love to support podcasters. You already know I do. So I'm in any time.
Wonderful.
And so what's one of your, like, to give us a little bit more of a feel for the content, like, what's one of your, like, just memorable episodes, like one that you can remember? I know you've done a lot, but what's just one of your memorable episodes to give us a little bit more of a taste?
Yeah. So I won't say too much. This episode actually hasn't dropped yet. It dropped here in a couple weeks. But I interviewed an individual who he has now traveled to 130 different countries around the world. And now he runs a business that has turned into a business that essentially does mostly luxury travel planning. Because he started out just wanting to see the world. He started out just on his own nickel and dime traveling, and he started a blog. You know, this was years ago. He started this probably about 15, 20 years ago when he first launched his blog. He was pretty early on. And he's telling the stories of his travels, different places that he's seen, the experiences that he's had. Slowly but surely, by sort of just chasing his passion of travel, you know, he started building up a following, and people started asking him the questions of how can I do this as well? And so just he traveled more and more, and now he's seen 130 countries. Adam, I don't know about you, but I've been to 5 so far. You know, I think that's already pretty good. 130. And so it's led to this amazing business where he gets paid to travel, and he gets paid very handsomely to essentially just lay out itineraries for people to essentially just follow in his footsteps. And so the legacy that he's trying to leave on this world, you know, it really boiled down to he wants to have people understand the world's a much smaller place than it is, and that everybody behaves and thinks differently, and that we can all learn from each other. So he's trying to sort of bring that light of the different places in the world, how people interact differently, really to the masses.
Man, what a great story. I know some people are listening right now like, what? How is that possible? How is this guy getting paid to travel? And I want to do that. So if you want to hear that episode, you'll have to go tune in to Wayne's podcast. So I definitely want my audience to go check that out and to subscribe. So Wayne, final question, two-part question. First off, what kind of individuals do you find are typically a good fit to work with you and your team over at Journey to Legacy, number one? And then number two, what's the best way for people to follow up and to connect with your brand overall, the podcast, your business, and everything else?
Yeah, Adam, thanks for asking. So, you know, the ideal individuals, I like to say simply entrepreneurial-minded individuals is perfect for Journey to Legacy. You know, we have different programs where our primary audience, they're new, honestly. They've tried to launch a business, or they're even launching their first, and they don't really know how to get started. You know, a lot of the time people refer to me as an entrepreneurship coach. And so it's really, you know, almost that tip that I gave earlier of find somebody who's already done it to help them fast forward. And sort of that's where we come in. And so if you're early on, if you're entrepreneurial minded and you're feeling a little stuck and overwhelmed with the sheer amount of things that are going on, and, you know, you wanting to pay your bills while living a fulfilled life, head on over to journeytolegacybusiness.com. Fill out the form there. You know, we have so much free educational material. There's probably some sort of free video, PDF, a guide that you'll see when you hop on there. And then reach out to us. You know, we're happy to hop on the phone, see if we can immediately help right then and there. And then, of course, if it makes sense, you know, move you guys into one of our programs, anything and everything that might be able to help. So journeytolegacybusiness.com. And then if anybody wants to touch base with me personally, you know, one of my more successful businesses that I've ran was a digital marketing agency. And so being in the digital marketing world, I was like, I better be extremely digital myself, or else I'm going to feel like a phony telling everybody, hey, I'll help you guys thrive online, but I'm not there. And so honestly, you can Google Wayne Veldsman or your guys' favorite social media, Wayne Veldsman. Last name's a little tricky, so check the show notes, but it's V as in Victor, ELDSMAN. feel free to reach out. Give me a follow, comment on something, shoot me a DM, whichever you guys are most comfortable with. I'm around for everybody's success. And yeah, I might not get to it immediately, but eventually we'll for sure have time to connect and talk. And Adam, I'd love to do the same. I know I already follow you sort of across the board. And so if everybody out there doesn't yet, give Adam a follow as well. He's putting out so much amazing content, my friend. And just, you know, I feel like you're just in it for everybody else's success just as much as you are for your own.
Oh man, Wayne. So really appreciate it and really appreciate those kind words. And yeah, none of this stuff's easy, but it's fun to build platforms to allow other people to shine and to tell their story. And I see that that's also what you're doing. So love it. Love that you're helping entrepreneurs and helping them thrive. I mean, every entrepreneur we can help, the better off for all of us. New ideas, new innovation, just new great things and a good life. So congrats again on everything that you're doing there. And to
Thank you.
Audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you had some fun listening. If you did, especially if you're a first-time listener, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We want you to be a return visitor and listener. And we got many, many more mission-based entrepreneurs and businesses for you on this show. So don't forget, hit the subscribe button. And Wayne, it's been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. Have a great day, my friend.